If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
TJ, you ever walk out of an event and just be like, oh, that felt good. That felt good to do there. To do that and to be there. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy and TJ. Yesterday, I embraced for the, I don't even know how many times, emceed the Embracer Sisters fashion show.
Yes.
And it's their, as an organization, 20th year, which is unbelievable because it feels like yesterday they just got this thing off the ground. But they've been doing this fashion show for 19 years. So that was yesterday's event. But for people that aren't familiar with Embracer Sisters, I just want to get the word out what it is. It's for women and men who are being treated for breast cancer. It's not a medical thing. It's money. Mm-hmm. It's grants. It's giving you the ability to pay your bills if you're out because you're taking chemo or you had surgery and you can't work for a couple of weeks. And they did yesterday one, and I'm really glad they did this. One of the things that I knew that they did, but I wasn't exactly sure how it worked with these grants was, what are they actually paying for? And I knew like they did mortgage payments and stuff like that.
Right.
They read a list of things, a delivery of propane, because it was the middle of winter and the lady was going to lose her heat.
Right.
If she didn't have propane, they paid for that. There's another person that needed new tires. She was driving around on bald tires. And to get to treatment during winter time, she had to get new tires. They paid for her new tires.
Did I tell you when Mama J was battling with her breast cancer, they sent her a check?
That's amazing.
Well, I filled in for you 1 year.
Yeah.
And emceed that.
Yep.
And then that just so happened to be the year that Mom got diagnosed with breast cancer. So I brought her with me. And I don't know how they found out. And it was like very anonymous. They never asked for anything back. There's never been a follow-up piece of mail. Like, it really is just like, here, we're helping you. That's it. No strings attached.
Right.
How often, you know, and especially with chemo and radiation, because it's day, every day.
Yeah.
It's not just like once a month. You got to go every single day. So, yes, it's an amazing organization.
Completely volunteer run. Nobody's drawing a paycheck. Not a single person's making a penny off of it. So every penny that gets donated to them goes right back into the organization. I know, it just felt really good. Yesterday, the show, I'm not even sure how many people there, a couple hundred out of Casa Larga. And it's so funny because they have me, reading for a fashion show.
Right.
It's like all these details.
And how many times did you go, go, girl? Did you say that a lot?
I believe I said
because
it
twice. Because they get the music going.
Yeah, it was maybe twice.
And they're like, woo! People stand up and cheer for them and stuff.
So if you are dealing with breast cancer, or you know somebody who's dealing with breast cancer, or maybe you want to make a donation, or you need a donation, the website is Embrace Your Sisters, plural, embraceyoursisters.org. And like you said, no strings attached. They work with folks in the entire six-county listening area, so Monroe and all the counties that touch it. If you're eligible and you need it, nobody wants a handout, but if you need it, it's there. Can we call it fake music? What are we calling this stuff? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So the AI stuff is really gaining traction. It looks legit. It sounds like a real person. And now Spotify and some of the other listening apps are like, they want to help us as listeners support the real artists as opposed to the made up artists.
Right.
Yes, I call them fake artists.
Fake artists, it's fake AI. Music, I don't, whatever term you want to slap on it.
So they're rolling out a green check mark. They're calling it the verified by Spotify badge. So you as a listener, you're going to know if that catchy new hit is coming from a real human. Which, trust me, you're not going to be able to tell by ear.
You already can't tell.
Artists who get the badge will need to have constant activity over time. They have to have a good standing with the Spotify's policy. They have to be identifiable real world, like concert dates. They have to have real life merch and more. That's so funny how they have to verify. So if you don't see one, you know, on your favorite artist, don't worry. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are a robot. It just means that they're rolling this out. So it's going
to
slowly gonna
take a while for it to catch on.
Yes, but I'm telling you right now, 44% of the music upload on a daily basis on Spotify is AI generated. 44%. That's nuts. And also the Academy, like now Hollywood has to say, okay, an AI actor or an AI character cannot win an Academy Award. And they had to make that law.
It's wild that they like had to make that a rule. Yeah. So this is the interesting thing to me for Spotify. They're using AI for some of their like backgroundy, like if you click on a playlist that's like, you know, Lazy Sunday Morning. So, and it's just like jazzy type.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music.
Yeah.
If they're creating it, then they don't have to pay anybody to stream it.
Correct.
So they kind of have a vested interest in this AI stuff.
They do, but they also, like, as a listener, maybe I won't care. But then there are people who do care.
Right.
And they want that to be able to be an option because, trust me, I play a lot of play relaxing music for dogs.
Yeah.
Through Spotify.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's AI. But she gets stressed. She gets anxiety.
TJ, you're a girl, right? Is this a new thing? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy and TJ. I did not know that women could rent like business suits.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Well, I've heard of like rent the runway. Like I've heard people renting gowns because you only wear it like once or twice.
But what about like work clothes?
Yeah, I've never heard of that really.
So I was emceeing an event yesterday and I'm standing there with my handler. I'll call her.
Okay.
She kind of helped get me through the day. And somebody came up and complimented her on the suit she was wearing. It's this beautiful, like, fitted suit that had this floral print on it.
Uh-huh.
Very festive, very happy-looking suit. This lady goes, I love your outfit. She's like, oh, my gosh, thank you. And she walks away, and she turns to me, and she goes, yeah, I rented it.
Ooh.
I was like, what? You can rent clothes? And she said, I'm so tired of paying for expensive suits that I wear two or three times a year that I'm just going to rent them from now on. And then that way, I can always wear something different at big events.
I wonder if that's offered locally or if it's an online thing. It has to be an online thing, doesn't it?
I don't know. It fit her. It was perfect.
Like, you got to figure it's the business model is pretty nice. What if you know how like Arlene's costume shop,
yes,
you can go and rent?
Yes.
A Halloween costume.
Yep.
Just have a whole place full of that and you go in and you pick out what you want to rent
and then return it. If you're a businesswoman and you have to do a presentation.
Oh, and there's so many.
You want to get a new suit or
networking.
A new outfit or something. Yes. And you don't want to wear the same thing every time you go.
Yeah.
Because if you present maybe three times a year, they're all going to see you in that same suit, right?
Right. How many times can you wear it to the convention center?
And guys, we've had it easy. When we get married or have some kind of big function, we just go rent the suits, $100, $150. You're done. You're out the door.
Try $250, but.
Is it that much now?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's how long it's been since I've been in a wedding. Post Malone canceled the start of his stadium tour with Jelly Roll. A total of 6 shows were refunded, and the tour will now kick off June 12th in Indianapolis. He's not sick. There wasn't some kind of tragedy. He said he needs to finish his double album before the tour starts.
Now, who wants to go on tour when you haven't finished what you started? That'd make me crazy. You got to finish it.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Finish what you start. You got a double album. He's got to finish it.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that most of the stadium shows were about half sold. I'm sure that had nothing to do with this decision.
Oh, you think had they been sold out, this would have been different?
In a perfect world, I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
But in reality, you see when these guys miss one show, they're like crying on the internet. I'm so sorry. I know people have planned trips. This guy's like, oh, I got to work on my album. Come on. He could do that while he's on the road.
It's an album.
He could have the studio on his bus. Lee Bryce gutted his bus and there's room for a drum set. And it's like bolted to the floor. I'm not making this up. There's ways that he could have done both.
So you're not buying it.
I'm not buying it at all. Love you, Posty. But let's be real. The next round of performers for the upcoming ACM Awards has been announced. New names added. Avery Anna, who's going to be at our Finger Lakes Country Music Festival here in just a couple weeks. Blake Shelton, Dan and Shay. Ella Langley's going to be there. Jordan Davis, Kane Brown, Thomas Rhett, Tucker Wetmore, Zach Top. And that's on top of the previously named artists like Cody Johnson, Riley, Miranda, Laney, LBT.
The if we're going to
make everything an initial. The 61st ACM Awards going to stream live on Prime Video on Sunday, May 17th. You do not have to be a member of Prime. You do not have to subscribe. You'll be able to watch it. Riley Green, I'm sorry, Dr. Riley Green. That's how you have to refer to him from now on. He was awarded an honorary doctorate degree from his alma mater, Jacksonville State University, at their spring commencement ceremony last week.
Man!
Dr. Green!
What do I got to do to get an honorary doctorate degree? Like, seriously, how famous do you have to be? What do you got to do? You got to be famous. So, well, Fredonia, say I go and speak and talk about all my success.
He got to speak
in
there, too.
In communications.
Yes.
And they're like, here, TJ, you are now Dr. TJ.
I know what
what's it going to take?
I tell you what'll put you on their radar. Let that mustache grow out. Grow yourself a Riley Green mustache.
Yeah.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.